What is up, my girls? This is the Brain is the New Ass podcast, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. Why Brain is the New Ass? Because what's going on in your mind is the hottest thing about you. And this podcast is meant to light you up in a way that brings you joy and value. I'm Katie Brigham, co-founder of Violet Fog Potions and the host of this podcast. Here we like to talk a medley on health, love and dating, the highs and lows of mundane life, and all the good hacks. Here we thrive on stories and tips, the perfect combo. If we record a podcast and it's not juicy, truthful, to the point, and of course, unfiltered, it's not eerie. Rate us, leave us a review, and join in on the girl talk. Thanks for listening to Brain is the New Ass.
What's up? What's up? Today I have Hope, one of my best friends on the podcast. We're going to talk about hair loss. I just called her. I was like, girl, will you interview me on this? Because I've been needing to do this podcast for a really long time. And I feel like I'm so long-winded when I practice it or I think about it. And it'd be so nice to have someone keep me on track. And she was like, oh my gosh, totally. So, and she's also someone who is really there for me during my hair loss journey. So I hope you enjoy this episode. We're going to go over tons of tips and tricks. However, not going to cover everything. I'm a big believer that it's easier to grasp on things when it's not a huge long list. But if there are some core things, then you can at least start, you know, then that's not too daunting. Also, don't take this as medical advice because I'm not credentialed for that. I'm just a girl who researches and I'm willing to share my experience. I do not speak for everyone who has gone through hair loss. Okay, so please understand that. Just sharing my experience. I just think that it's often talked about in such a clinical way or like a soulless way, hair loss, that it'd be nice to have a conversation that's just really laid back between two best friends. I include you in that friend group, right? Like we're all just talking together. So enjoy the episode. Can't wait to hear what you think.
You guys, I'm here with Hope. She is one of my all-time best friends ever. Hi, Hopey.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
So, okay. I love Hope. I feel like most of you know who Hope is if you watch my stories. She's definitely a main character in my stories for sure. And as I had said in the intro, like with the hair loss thing, like first off, I'm so sorry. It's taken me so long to get this up. It wasn't until like just very recently where I was like, Hope, I'm like so all over the place trying to do this freaking podcast. Like, will you just interview me? And you said yes.
I'm nervous. No, my very first podcast.
I know. Isn't it so weird?
It's a little weird, yeah. Yeah, but I'm excited.
It's like so weird for me too, dude. I totally hear you. But it's so much fun. Well, I'm like so thankful though that you are doing this because I really do think with hair loss stuff, it's always talked about. Like I've told you this before, like how it's always talked about in such a clinical way or such a way that's just – it's like just – medical and almost soulless when going through hair loss is one of the most emotional, traumatic things someone could ever go through. It sucks.
And for some people who are maybe new to your podcast, do you want to share how and why you're losing hair and what kind of started this whole process and journey and researching for you?
Yes, for sure. And I wanted to do a little quick intro on you, Hopey.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So my bestie, she lives in Arizona. And we've been best friends for like 10 years now, right? Has it been 10 years?
Yeah, it's definitely 10 years.
I feel like it's almost – I think it's like 11 years. But anyway, like, so we – yeah, so we – over a freaking decade, it's wild. We met working in nightlife in San Diego. And we were both on different teams, did different things, but we had an instant connection. Hope says when I first met her, I walked up to her and I was like, we're going to be best friends.
Yeah, you literally just walked up and said that. And I was like, okay, girl knows what she wants. I'm in. Totally down. She picked me.
No, and I did because I had gone into that nightclub and you were the nicest to me of like everyone there. So I was like, if I get hired here, I just know this girl and I, we're going to be best friends. And it's just so weird. I guess I stated it. I declared it and I manifested it because you're still my best
friend.
Made
it happen. Your instincts were correct.
Yes. And one thing a lot of people who watch all my stories love Hope for is she's amazing at cooking. So she's always sharing recipes with people. She's super good at astrology, spirituality stuff. I don't follow astrology, but who cares? Whatever. Other people do. Hope is so good at that kind of stuff. She's just amazing. And a true girl's girl. Like, there is no, like, I don't think I don't really know many people who are as much of a girl's girl as you, Hopi.
Oh, thank you. I just, you know, I think there is enough sunshine for all of us to grow. And I just love being around other amazing women and seeing them be successful and happy and thrive in their lives.
Oh, so, my gosh. And you really are that way, Hope. You cheer everyone on. You're the absolute best.
I feel the same about you.
You are the best. And I wanted to have you talk to me about this because you have been probably the number one person that I've talked to about hair loss. Like, I just want to thank you first off, like, even just in general, because you have created so much emotional space for me and like done a lot of emotional labor for me, you know, through like the hair loss stuff. Cause you were the person that I would call in the middle of the day or late at night when I'm like freaking out, you know.
But I think I was happy to, too, because I think we're our own worst critic. Like, in your mind, you thought you were completely bald, and then you'd visit me, and I'm like, no, you just got to work it a little differently. Like, let's just try it a little differently. Like, you look gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. And it's funny because one of my tips is going to be have a hype girl for you when you go through hair loss, like the emotional stuff of it. But, okay, so that's my intro. You guys, Hope is the absolute freaking best. So
thank you.
She is who we want here talking hair loss with me. Okay, Hope, so take it away.
All right. No, so I think just in case somebody is new and doesn't know your story, what brought you to being so interested in learning about hair loss for your own self?
Okay, so at one point, I lost about 30% of my hair. And I know that a lot of people have it way worse. Some people lose all their hair. Some people lose like 80% or whatever. So I know the argument of like it could have been way worse is there. That said, I still think that my story is valid. And there are a lot of women who lose like 10% of their hair, 15%, 20%, 30%, 50%. And it's still so traumatic for them. And for me, I really do believe that I think that there are a few causes. I think number one is I do have a pituitary tumor, a tumor on my pituitary gland. It's non-cancerous, but it causes a shit ton of problems. I'd rather it not be there, that's for sure. And one of the symptoms, a lot of people who have this tumor experience hair loss because it's such a hormonal thing. I think another thing that I'm up against is Hashimoto's, thyroid disease. And so a lot of people with thyroid issues will lose hair, which we'll talk about, you know, later in the episode. But I think my thyroid issues contributed to it. And then I think stress as well. And for me, I had lost, like I said, about 30% of my hair in like a matter of a year. And continue to shed. I'd say like a good like year and a half, I was like very, very heavily shedding for me. And I was able to turn it around. And I'm still not 100%, you know, like, but I feel like I've probably got like 15% of it back, you know, or maybe like 10% of it. Yeah.
As someone who's been on this journey with you, I think you've done an amazing job of like taking something that was such a hard situation and instead using it as a motivational tool to like really dive in and learn all about this and like really own the situation. Like, instead of letting the hair loss dominate you and just accept it, you've really combated and learned so, so, so much. Like, you're such a plethora of information about hair loss. And I know for me personally, like, I've never experienced great hair loss, but I think every girl wants to know, like, how do I not lose more hair and how do I grow more hair? So whether you're going through something where you're experiencing great hair loss or in your day-to-day life, like, you having this information is so amazing for everyone.
It is so important. Preventative stuff with hair really is, it's
okay,
everything.
So let's get focused. Let's start first. very physical things. We're going to touch on that. So let's think about hair loss, both preventative and helping it grow, but physical things like shampoos or treatments, things that you're doing to your actual hair and scalp that have really helped.
Okay. So in the beginning, I was very, when it came to shampoo and conditioner, I was very fearful of washing my hair because I would see so much come out in the shower. And that was really traumatic for me. And I think a lot of girls, when they experience hair loss, girls, women, they feel the same way. They're really afraid to like mess with their hair and wash it. And then there's so much advice floating out there when it's talking about hair growth. They're like, wash your hair as often, the least amount you can possibly like wash it. Like, these, you know, girls are like, I've grown my hair 10 inches because I only wash my hair like once a week or whatever. Like, that's you know, that is like the main advice that's out there. But what's really interesting, when I dove really a lot deeper, and first that's what I did for a long time. I was like down to washing my hair once or twice a week, and it did not help me whatsoever. And the more that I dug, I'm like, wow, a big cause of hair loss is DHT, and that's a form of testosterone, and that can show up in your sebum on your hair and your hair follicle. And this is very, very common. And then the problem is if it's building up in the sebum in your follicle, this DHT, and you're leaving it on your scalp, aka washing your hair only once or twice a week, it's going to cause your hair, it can cause your hair to fall out a whole lot faster, or fall out just in general. And
does
so,
everybody have that, or is it certain people have more of that than others?
No, certain people. Yeah. Like you don't like women, like we do not want our hair, our testosterone to become DHT. There's a more like scientific approach to it, but that's the way that I think about it. We need testosterone. Yes. But DHT, no, especially not on our scalp. And so many women who are losing hair, they aren't even aware of the fact that there's DHT in their scalp. And so like trichologists or trichologists, people who literally devote their entire career to hair and hair loss, they will actually say, no, you should be washing your hair way more often, way, way, way more often, because you want to get that DHT off the scalp.
So how often are you currently washing your hair?
So I started washing my hair every other day. And even in like my whole life, I've always been like a, you know, like two or three times a week kind of person. When I first experienced hair loss, I went down to 1 to 2 times a week again, because I was very fearful of touching my hair. But then I realized that's not doing me a service whatsoever. I actually really need to experiment with the opposite and do it more often. So now I wash my hair every other day, and it has made a world of a difference. And why I think this is even important for women who are experiencing hair loss, even if, let's say, DHT is not an issue, like let's say you don't have that, but you are experiencing hair loss. Well, you need, in order to grow hair, your follicle has to be really healthy. If it is just always compacted with like dry shampoo, hairspray, oil, like stuff like that, like it's gonna make it harder for a hair to grow out of that follicle. So it's actually really important to keep your scalp really, really clean. Now, that said, this is where I get conflicted, because there are women who say that they've grown their hair way longer. There's other cultures that they don't wash their hair as much. And like they have this thick, long, beautiful hair. That's where, of course, like the individual comes into play. I would say, though, that those people who are growing their hair really long and have this thick, luscious, beautiful hair, they're able to get away with washing their hair less because they haven't dealt with hair loss. So maybe it's helping them with hair growth, but it's not helping them with hair loss. If they ever started to deal with hair loss, I really don't think those people can keep going washing their hair barely ever.
And I think like with anything, like nothing is one size fits all for anything in life. And so I think with all your advice today, it's like ideas of things to experiment with. Like I know I'm guilty of a once or twice a week wash, and I'm kind of excited to try the every other day and see if that does benefit me. So I think it's just amazing information for people to try.
Yeah, and you can just see, like, you know, a lot of dermatologists too, because dermatologists also specialize in hair, and a lot of the experts that I've like listened to or just seen like what they've written about like hair stuff, they just say how often you wash your hair is going to be just up to you. Like you should know. Like for me, every other day feels right. It really feels good. My hair's not drying out or anything like that. It feels sustainable. It feels healthy. Like intuitively, it just feels, every other day feels perfect. Another thing too about hair loss, and this is like a physical thing with shampooing and why it can be really good for that, is that stimulation is so important for hair growth. Blood flow, like to your follicles, is so important. I even like to like bend down, touch my toes, like let the blood rush to my head, like once or twice a day, just to get that blood flow. But yeah,
should you be doing scalp massage too? Like while you're like, does that help also?
I think so. I think like just focusing on cranial stuff for sure. And when it comes to shampooing and conditioning, there's another thing like I really think is important is shampooing twice, especially if you do have DHT on your scalp, which a lot of people experiencing hair loss do, just from what I've read, right? This you might not, but still. But even so, shampooing twice, just because the first time it really like removes it, and then the second time the active ingredients really do its thing. And so, but that said, there's a catch to this. Like, you can't be shampooing twice if you have a shampoo that's like full of fragrance. I mean, you can, but like you should consider, do you really want to? If you have a shampoo that's full of fragrances, endocrine disruptors, all these salt systems that really dry out the hair. Like, there's
so on that much- exact subject, is there any either ingredients in shampoos that people should be looking for, or is there any brands that you could specifically recommend for us lazy people who don't want to look stuff up on our own?
Okay. Yes. Well, okay. So I'd say like salt systems, like if you see sodium a ton of times in your ingredients for shampoo, like just turn over your shampoo bottle and look for that sodium. Like if there's a lot of different sodiums, like those are different salt systems. Too much can be really stripping for your hair. I would recommend like go do research on just clean shampoo, that it's fragrance-free, clean shampoo. You'll notice that you'll understand a lot more of the ingredients, much like food, how you try to go for food where you can recognize the ingredients. Shampoo, like you don't have to fully recognize the ingredients, but you'll notice that you know a little bit more of it. And with these natural shampoos, it might not suds up as much. That's where the shampooing twice comes in. But I promise you, like you're not, if you're going from like your run-of-the-mill L'Oreal shampoo, you can shampoo once and it's fine and your hair feels like totally clean. It's going to be weird going to like a really natural shampoo. But I promise you it can work just as effectively, especially if you shampoo twice, and you should be shampooing twice just in general.
Okay. No, that's amazing. Good advice. Are there any hair treatments that you've gotten that are more extreme than shampooing conditioning that you feel like have really helped and benefited your hair?
So not yet. I haven't really done any. One thing I would love to experiment one day, it's just like really a cost thing, is PRP, platelet-rich plasma, like injecting that into your scalp. That can be really expensive. However, like a lot of people have seen a lot of great results from that. A lot of people have seen great results from microneedling. I don't know that that necessarily helps with hair loss, but definitely hair growth. Like I look at hair loss and hair growth as two different things. You can work on both of them at the same time for sure. But with microneedling, it's like one of those things where you wouldn't want to hop into it just willy-nilly. You'd want to do so much research, because you also don't want to create scar tissue on your scalp, because then you can really damage a hair follicle. So those are things that I've considered, but I personally have not tried yet. Another thing I would really like to try, like even more than PRP, more than microneedling, is red light therapy, those helmets that people wear. However, like they're – you need to get like a specific strength, and there's so much that goes into being like the right red light helmet. Even then, it's usually around like $1,000. So I have yet to pull the plug on that, trying that. However, like I'm saving up, would love to do that and just have that in my arsenal. If someone is dealing with hair loss a lot of like hair experts will say to look into this, because the studies are coming back really strong that hair is growing back typically like a whole lot thicker than it was before with red light therapy. Amazing. Yeah. And if it's the right,
have those you can borrow.
I know, honestly. So I would definitely, like, if you have the budget for that, that is one device that I would feel really good about purchasing. And most of them have like huge money back guarantees as well. But I have, you know, I'm just so neurotic with my research. I've seen so many dermatologists, trichologists recommend these helmets and seen like great results themselves. So I would say for sure.
No, that's really amazing. If there's nothing else you can think of that you physically do to your hair, I know another big one.
I want to tell you about my favorite product from MSW Nutrition. This is something that I use for a really long time. It's called Bliss. It's basically a serotonin and dopamine booster. It's sublingual. It's like this little powder. You put it under your tongue. It is so good for mood support. It's also great for the joints. It's also great for the liver. If you have an MTHFR gene mutation, it can be wonderful for that. I take this in times when I just have a little slump socially. I'll take it then. I'll take it if I have a cocktail. That's rare. But if I do, I'll take it then. It's wonderful. Try it out. My code is VioletFog.
When people think of hair loss or hair growth, is supplements or diet, those kind of things. Like I know everyone, there's so many things under the sun promising that kind of stuff. Are there any that you've found that really have benefited you or helped a lot?
Yeah. I mean, so supplements is really interesting. So first off, like I'm sure I'm going to miss certain tips like on this podcast. I'm going to try and cover as much as I can, but I know for a fact, like there's little things that I'm going to miss here and there, but I'll think of it. And I promise you, like I'll still create content on it around it. But okay. For supplements. So I think before you even start supplementing, okay, first off, be wary of the hair, nail, skin, like gummies and those types of vitamins, because there could be stuff in there that you don't really need. Like for instance, a lot of hair vitamins will have iodine in it. And a lot of people with thyroid issues who are hypothyroid or Hashimoto's, and by the way, if you're hypothyroid, there's like 90% chance or greater that you're also Hashimoto's, but chances are your doctor doesn't tell you that or isn't like doing the blood work for it. So if you're hypo or Hashi, like you do have to be careful about iodine, because then you could go into a flare, and then that would suck if you went into a flare, because then you could lose hair. Like when I flare, I start to lose hair. So hair, skin, and nail vitamins, I think a lot of them are kind of just shooting from the hip, like hoping to like cover something. But I think what's really more effective with supplementation and people with wanting to strengthen their hair is first get your blood work done. Save up for that. Save up for like the biggest blood draw of your freaking life to see where you're at with nutrient deficiencies. Get a full thyroid panel. If they tell you they're only, if you're dealing with hair loss and you go in and you say you want your thyroid checked and they're only willing to check TSH, that is bullshit. They need to check a full thyroid panel. You need to get and your B vitamins checked, vitamin D, ferritin. Ferritin is one that everyone should be looking at if they are dealing with hair loss. I'm pretty sure it's like it needs to be at 60 to stop hair loss and like more than that to start growing. Or maybe it's 60 to start growing. One of the two. Regardless, your ferritin levels are so important. Unfortunately, you know, you might get a Western doctor to do this blood work for you, but the way that they interpret it is going to be very different than how a functional medicine doctor interprets it. The Western medicine ranges are not optimal. Functional medicine, it is optimal, and you want to be optimal. So let's say you go to your doctor, you get a blood draw, and they tell you everything's fine. You say, thank you for the data. Like hopefully they were able to use some of your insurance. You have a right to obtain a copy of your blood work. So you take that blood work, you schedule an appointment with a functional medicine doctor or someone who can interpret your blood work, who will look at optimal ranges, and they'll really hone in on like, oh, whoa, you're super low in ferritin, or oh my gosh, like your vitamin D levels are actually not okay. Or did you realize you have antibodies in your thyroid, things like that. If you can't afford a functional medicine doctor, be willing to sit down and do the work and put in your blood work into Google and figure out what optimal ranges are for XYZ. You know, like you'll find, because a lot of doctors are out there putting it like, they're like, oh, I'd love to see your TSH at this. I'd love to see, you know, your reverse T3 at this, and it's there. And then you can just kind of deduce it yourself.
And then from that data, would you then figure out and create what supplements and diet support it more appropriately?
Oh my gosh, totally. Yes. And usually it is like single source stuff that you would do. So here's things that even beyond blood work supplements that I do.
Yeah, let's say you're listening right now and you can't afford or can't get your blood work done. What are just some supplements that offhand do seem to benefit hair, either prevention or growing it back?
Yeah, totally. So I do think that there is something to be said about blood building and healthy blood and healthy circulation and building up your blood, because it helps hair follicles. So doing things like maybe taking Hushu Woo. There's certain adaptogens and herbs out there. If you do a Google search and you just type in blood building herbs, you'll get a ton of data. And here's what I would say from that. Of that list, pick like 3 or 4 herbs, or, you know, a lot of times you can get a capsule that'll have like a lot of those blood building herbs all in one. Or maybe like you already have like an elixir, like a mix of cacao that has Hushu Woo in it or something like that. But start getting in blood building herbs into your diet. I think that is so important. That is something I did. I've taken like a ton of Hushu Woo. That's helped me tremendously. I also think another thing that you can do for healthy circulation, blood building, blood nourishing, blood. Like when it comes to supplements, think healthy blood, healthy hair. Like warming spices like ginger. Like I do a ton of ginger. Which is really good for circulation, warming the blood, that kind of thing, very good for the hair.
What about supplements like simple ones like biotin or like have you feel like those help or
I think that they certainly can. I think biotin, has especially been shown to really help a lot of people with thyroid issues. But that said, some people break out when they take biotin. This is why, like, for every single thing that someone recommends, like, that recommendation is not going to work for everyone. And, but biotin, like, biotin is, like, for me, works wonders. I love biotin so much. Like, I like, I think it's like 5,000 milligrams that I like, I like a mega dose of it. I also make sure I'm getting all of my B vitamins because that can kind of help you not break out. A lot of people don't break out from it, but biotin can help. That said, it will only help if, like, that's the thing that's kind of preventing you from growing hair. And it is actually really easy to get biotin into your diet. So it could be that that's not the thing.
What foods have biotin in them?
Oh my gosh.
Or no, I have no idea it was even in the diet. It's just like a supplement.
I'm pretty sure oysters. You know what? But I could be wrong on that. But it's one of those things. I look at biotin is how I look at iodine.
Okay.
So just from what I've learned from the experts, it's very easy to get enough iodine in your diet. Therefore, because it's so easy, I don't really think much of it. I don't really have I just know just I'm going to get it. Yeah. And I think the exact same way with biotin. So, but yeah, like, you definitely try it for sure. It can, like, help a lot. I don't know how much it really helps with hair loss. I think it helps a lot with hair growth.
Growth. Okay.
And again, I don't think biotin though is going to be for everyone.
So you feel like a lot of the hair stuff is so specific per person when is making them lose or grow that fixing their blood and finding their blood work is just so important.
Yeah, it's so, like, hair loss really, just like any health thing, is so individual, you know? Like, it really, everyone's story and why it's happening and root causes are so different. I will say this, just like a kind of like gossip tip that I've, like, heard from just in the wellness world from other experts.
Gossip. Go ahead.
Yeah, so have you seen that supplement Nutrafol?
I have. Is it good or is it not? Okay. Those are the really big pills. I've heard people complain that they're big or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like big horse pills. I know. Yeah. So I haven't done like a ton of like research. Well, I did. I already said I didn't want to do Nutrafol because it's really high in iodine. And like that for me, for my Hashimoto's, like hell no, I would never. But – and then I had another functional medicine doctor that I know who uses it at his practice. He likes it. But then I've talked to two other functional medicine doctors who told me that everyone who's been using Nutrafol in their practice, in the beginning, they have like great success and hair growth and all that. But then the second they stop taking it, their hair turns to shit. It's almost as if like their hair texture turns.
Oh, so it's almost like their hair becomes addicted to it. And the second it gets taken away, it kind of almost – switches the quality.
Interesting. Yeah, or it's doing something. And like there's like a few of them, they were just so adamant to me about like I would just never put my patients on Nutrafol. Like one of them said, she's like, you know, a lot of patients, they'll get pregnant and after pregnancy, their hair texture will change. And she is seeing that with Nutrafol. Like people's hair textures are changing. That said, that's just two people, you know, that said with my girlfriends, I like to share the things that I hear, you know.
Well, we're all guilty for buying stuff off Instagram that we don't really research and we just see people promoting and you're like, oh, wait, does it work or not? And I totally have almost ordered it. So that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Are there any other things? Like, I know the working out with your hair down, like, are there any more of those kind of things that you want to share about?
Totally. And you worked out with your hair down with me. It's not that bad.
I know, good transition for me. I was trying to be supportive.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So it's not like I'm like anti wearing my hair up. And especially, oh my gosh, Hopi, those hair clips that you gave me are amazing. Yay. They don't pull at my hair at all. They're so secure. I love, love, love them.
And they're super cheap off Amazon.
Oh my gosh. And they're so freaking cute. Okay.
You'll have to post them on your Instagram with a swipe up or something for people.
Totally. I'm way more for a hair clip than a hair tie. That said, I'm still not anti like wearing my hair up, but I do think I am anti extremely tight ponytails. They look so sexy. So it makes me sad because I used to love doing a high tight ponytail, but now I would never, because honestly, it really is tough on the hair follicles. And if you're dealing with hair loss, like you want everything in your corner to help you out. So to me, I'm like, okay, like when am I often wearing my hair up? It's always at the gym. Well, I'm not going to give up working out. Like I need to, you know, that's so crucial to my mental health. Like I just need to say fuck it and wear my hair down. Like what's the worst that can happen? Like whatever, you know? So I started doing it. And at first it did feel weird, especially because like, you know how we used to be like, almost like judgy, like girls wearing their hair down at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Like almost like you're doing it for vanity. Like you're yes. like, I don't want to put my hair up because I look prettier with it like this. Yeah,
yes.
totally.
Yes. So I was like, oh my gosh, are people judging like, me? You know? I know, totally. But then I had a moment one time because I went out and I was looking so fug. I was seriously wearing like these old leggings that just like, they're like see-through in my knees. And I was wearing this like stained baggy like old t-shirt, like working out. And then I had my hair down. And I'm like, do I really think that someone's going to look at me right now and be like, this girl's trying to be vain. You know, I'm like, who, no one cares. You start to realize.
Like, if anyone's questioning if this is for vanity, you can tell it's definitely not.
Yeah, it's definitely not for vanity. And it's so funny because like, I just like realized like really no one does care. Absolutely no one gives a shit. And if you are working on hair loss, you need to give yourself grace and like allow yourself to do the things that you need to do to like get your follicles really healthy. So for me, it has been cutting back. I still do wear my hair up sometimes in workouts. I usually wear my hair up, like I'll save it for a moment for an outfit, you know, like it's like a certain, like an accessory, like when I wear my hair up. But I would say now, when I was losing a lot of hair, I would wear my hair down 90% of the time. Now that like I'm doing a lot less, I'd say that I'm wearing my hair down like 70-80% of the time.
No, that's such good advice. And it was definitely weird working out my hair down for the first time. But whenever I visit you, I have to try all the Katie things, see what happens. Are there any other physical kind of things that you want to touch on or move on?
Sure. No, yeah. Like something like I know this is so weird, but when you wash your hair and dry your hair, don't be like tugging and pulling at it. Like just be like treat your hair with so much love. Just like we've learned to treat our faces when we touch our faces. You don't want to like beat, pull, tug at your face. You also don't want to do the same thing with your hair. So be really gentle with it. That said, make sure that you are massaging your scalp like fairly often. Don't be scared of brushing your hair. Learn how to brush your hair, obviously, like get the knots out on the bottom first before you go to the top, all of that. But just like be really, yeah, just gentle and loving to your hair. If you're someone that like you throw your hair up in a messy bun and you do it so fast, then you're kind of like yanking, you know, like you're able to just do it in 5 seconds. Like see if you can now find a way to put your hair up in the messy bun in a way that's just like really gentle and loving and slow, because those things add up.
No, totally. No, I think all that is such good advice, and I keep touching my head as you talk. So I've been lucky enough to never really experience great hair loss. It was more for me personally, my own selfish reasons, want to know all the hair growth stuff. But I do understand that this last year or so, since this watching you go through all this hair loss and everything you've learned, I've seen it affect you so much mentally and emotionally, and your ups and your downs, and I'm so proud of you for how far you've come and everything you've been through and where you are now. But do you want to touch on some of the mental, emotional stuff of hair loss? Because I know a lot of people listening are people who have experienced more similar things to you and probably want advice on that front of what you've experienced and how you got through that stuff as well.
For sure. And it's really nice that I am at a place now, finally, where I have found the silver lining for my hair loss. You know, like I really have been able to turn the corner and know that this all was for a purpose, because like through all of this, I have connected with so many women who are dealing with the same thing and are suffering, and they're just, they feel so alone. They feel so ashamed, you know, and it's not like I was like, oh, yay, can't wait to talk about my hair loss. You know, like it's such a tough, hard subject. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this because it's really important, because I wish that I had someone to talk to. I like wish that there was someone that I can kind of like relate to that's like going through something really similar, you know. And at that time in my life, like the only people I really knew of who had dealt with hair loss, it was postpartum hair loss. And then like eventually like their hair loss came back. So I hadn't really, you know, I didn't know anyone personally in my life who has dealt with hormone, or if I have, like, they just haven't told me. But it just goes to show how many people aren't talking about it. And it's so important to have, yeah, people to talk to. So, like, now I am at the other side where I'm like, I know that we can get through this, because it is a mental journey. Losing your hair will fuck you up. I'm not joking you. It's like the first time you see it happen, it is one of the scariest things ever. You feel so out of control. You are scrambling to control it. It's you're worried about losing your beauty. You're worried about, like, what does this mean for your body? Like, there's just so many thoughts that run through your head. And that's okay. Like, it's okay in the beginning to be, like, freaked out, all that. Like, of course, how could you start to lose hair and that not happen? But that said, you have to, if you want any chance of getting your hair to grow back or stop shedding, you need to get right mentally. Like, you need to find a way to regulate your nervous system, because if you are freaking out and constantly stressed, you're going to lose way more hair. Point blank, period. It's just going to happen. It's even been shown that we have our own HPA axis in each hair follicle. This means, yes, hair relates to stress 100%. I would honestly say that this is the number one thing that people can do to get to lose less hair, start growing more hair, is you need to train yourself. Like, I remember every time I would shower and see how much hair I lost, my stomach would plummet. I would feel sick. I would literally just, like, in my head be going through, like, do I call this person? Do I research this? Do I buy this? Do I buy this? Just like this whole checklist of thing. And I would do it so panicked, and it was just awful, you know? And that does nothing for my adrenal glands, does nothing for my hair loss, does nothing for my mental health. And then eventually, when I really was just like, okay, stress impacts hair loss, I have to get this. I have to do something about this. So I trained myself to, like, be able to lose hair and not freak out about it. I would just tell myself, my body is not betraying me. In fact, my body's doing whatever it can to keep me alive right now. Because the thing is your hair is the first thing to go and the last thing to correct. So, like, if you have other things in your body that needs to be healed, like, sorry, you know, yeah, I wish my body would start with my hair first, but maybe it has to, like, work on your spleen or your gut health, you know?
Dang organs, Katie. No kidding.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Why are you picking your organs over your beautiful hair?
What is going on? Yes. No, you know, totally. So it's like,
keeping you alive? You're like, no, I want to look hot.
No, for real though. I know. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, come on, body. Can't I get stressed out and, like, just be stressed? Do I have to lose hair? That's such bullshit, you know?
I know.
But it is tied together. So people need to learn that. They have to, like, I don't know what it is. If you're listening and you're losing hair and you're stressed, I don't know what it is that's going to make you less stressed. You know what it is. Maybe you have to quit your job. Maybe you have to, you know, be less, like manic about keeping a really, really clean house. So that means you can get a little bit more sleep. Maybe it means cutting certain people out of your life. Maybe it means, like, saying no to more social events. Whatever the fuck it is, you gotta do it if you're losing hair. You have to get your stress low. So that's the main thing that I've really been working at, and it has made such a difference. And whenever I'm really ramped up and stressed, because I'm not perfect, I will still go through the motions. Like, when I'm really, really stressed out, you know, I'll kind of – because I'm obsessed with data, I'll, like, mark it. I'll be like, had a really, really, really stressful week this week. And then I'll notice, like, 2-3 months later, I start losing more hair and shedding. But when, like, I've had a period of just, like, being a whole lot better to myself, I'm sleeping more, I'm not beating myself up for losing hair, I'm instead, like, encouraging myself, and I'm telling myself this is all for, like, you know, a greater purpose, and I can get through this. I'm so proud of myself, you know, and I'm growing as a woman, because I have, my priorities definitely have shifted, you know, and I've proved to myself a lot of things that I'm really proud of, like, through this, like, hair loss thing, like, how I've handled it. So I would just say things like that to myself. And when I have long periods of that, I just have longer stretches of way less shedding.
And so I am really proud of you, Katie. Like, I do remember when this first started, like, you sending me photos of handfuls of hair, panicking, and
yeah.
The first thing you visited me at when this started, and we were getting ready for dinner, and you're like, "I'm like bald, I can't even go out." And I'm like, you know, so I do see like,
you're like, bitch, you're not bald, but I get that you're freaking out.
No, I get it. Cause you've always had the most gorgeous, thick, luscious hair. And so I knew, you know, your hair has always been a part of your identity. And I'm so proud of you. Cause you're right. Like watching you get your mental and emotional stuff in check, I've seen how much it's really affected your hair growth again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. It really like lowering the stress has helped so, so much. But, and I always tell people too, it's like, it's okay to mourn it a little bit, but you can't obsess. Like, cause for the longest time I was like, I'm going to be less beautiful. Is Dan going to want me? Like all these things. And then, and it's like, you realize like who you are, that you're so much more than that. You really are. And you realize that the worst thing, because I think any woman thinks one of the worst things to happen to her could be to lose your hair. Well, I've done it and I've had that happen. And guess what? Like the world keeps turning and people still keep loving you and you keep accomplishing things and people like keep showing up for you. Like, you know, you don't have to torture yourself. You really don't. And you can get through it. And like, I really, really do believe that. Like for me, it's like, even when my hair was at its worst and I had about 30% of my hair gone, I never like looked in the mirror and was like, this is ugly. It's more that I was just like, you know, because there are girls, even when I lost 30% of my hair, that had way thinner hair than I did, you know? So it's not like I even thought my hair looked bad. It's just that I missed my old hair. Like, sue me. Like, of course.
You're used to your standard of what you've lived your whole life. So to you, you're like, I'm bald. And I looked at you, I was like, Katie, you look perfect. But I think it was just like the point you made about the working out the hair down earlier. Like I think so much of the time we're so convinced that everyone's judging us and noticing, and I think most of the time people just don't even really care that much. It's in our own head.
Totally. Most people will not notice, like those closest to you probably, like because
yeah. No part of me looked at you and was like, oh my God, Katie, you're bald. It was definitely it's a difference. But it's, interesting how much we're our own harshest critics with everything.
For sure. And you need, when it comes to your emotional and mental health, I really do think that everyone needs a Hopi. Like, it really did help me in knowing that, like, because here's the thing. When you all of a sudden have new hair, like less hair or something, you need to learn how to style it. Like you can still get away with like your hair looking cute as fuck and like almost even like just as good as it did before if you just have certain styling tips, you know? But a lot of us just like don't know. And thankfully I had you in my corner because you were like, we got this. And I remember you saying that and it was meant so much to me. It wasn't even like, Katie, you got this. It was like, no, bitch, we got this. I'm going to style out your hair. Watch this. Like, we're going to do this. You should start working your hair in like this, you know? And you really helped me relax and knowing that like it's going to be okay. We're going to find a way for me to still feel hot, because I think feeling hot is still so important, you know?
No, you and I talk about this all the time. We're going to be like hot 90-year-olds hanging out together. I'm like, dang, girl.
hell yes, definitely. And there's like nothing wrong with that, because when you engage in like wanting to be, you know, your hot side, like as long as you don't think that's the end all be all, but
you and I just like it for confidence. Yeah,
confidence and playfulness, you know? It's so important. Self-love, definitely. And so if I were to go bald, like, okay, that's fine. I still think like bald is beautiful, like that's fine. But I knew you'd be the one next to me, like helping me pick out a wig and helping
me.
Oh my
god, absolutely. It'd be so fun.
Yes, you'd be the one with me. Yes. But you were my hype girl. You were always like, it's gonna be okay, reminding me of the important things in life. You're always there for my like freakouts, and I was very lucky to have that. So,
well, Katie, I feel the same about you. I want to say you always – no, and I you have been there for me through all of every single low I've ever had, and that was just something that, like, I knew I could be there for you for, because you genuinely were just in your head. You still looked absolutely gorgeous, and I think sometimes we don't see ourselves clearly as the people around us see us.
So true. But you were the best hype girl and continue to be, because, like, I don't know, like, people – I haven't said this yet on stories, but you know, obviously, Hope, that, like – I'm starting to shed a little bit more now. I'm going through a new shedding season, and I do believe that this time it is from COVID. Unfortunately, like a lot of people after COVID, because COVID is so traumatic on the body. Like, we don't even know.
Know what it does. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but like, so many people are going back at it, like back at like whatever they were doing pre-COVID, you know, like they're giving themselves like 1 week, 2 weeks to like recover, when I really think you need way longer than that to like do extra sleep, like all the things. But, you know, and I did whatever I possibly could. And who knows, had I not been so careful about recovery, because I literally for a full month, I was sleeping extra, all the things just to recover from COVID. Who knows, had I not done that, I might have lost more hair. You know, I'm lucky I'm just like lightly shedding right now, but I am shedding. I really do think it is from COVID. Thankfully I'm due for blood work, so I am going to get like some more answers, but just the time stamps line up. Like most people after COVID are losing hair. Like I think it's 2 to 3.5 months after. Not everyone does. But for me, it would make sense that it would happen, because unfortunately that's just kind of how my body manifests stress and hormonal issues. That's like one of the first things that happen for me now is just like some hair shedding. So it's happening again, but I know that I got it this time. I'm definitely not even close to as fearful as I was the first time it happened. Who knows? It might only last for like a few more weeks. And if it goes even like worse than it was before, I know what to do. I have the tools in my tool belt. I know who I am. I'm strong mentally and emotionally. And
you got this.
Yeah, and I got this.
No, I'm so proud of you, Katie. You have embraced what God threw at you and just handled it so, so well. And I learned so much from this episode, especially since I was a once-a-week washer and was eating those hair, skin, and nail gummies.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I mean, yeah. I think all of us did at one point, you know? Like, it's just the marketing is so, so good. But pray so too.
I'm very happy we did this today, because I needed all these answers as much as everyone else listening did.
Yes. And like for me, a personal thing too is prayer. Like that helps me a lot, because I would just like tell God what's on my mind. I'd be like, God, I'm freaking the fuck out right now. I'm, you know, like I don't know. I'm just so overwhelmed. I don't even know if I'm attacking it from the right angle. Like, please just calm me, heal me, like have your hand over me. Keep reminding me that there's a reason why I'm going through this. You know, and like, let me deal with this with like dignity and my head held high. Like, let me say confident, so I can show other women around who are also like losing hair that like they deserve to feel confident too. You know, they really, really do. So,
yeah, so beautiful. I think a lot of girls need to hear that. It's important for us to remind ourselves and hear from other people those kind of ideas.
For sure. Definitely. So those are my tips.
I was like, oh, I hope I did okay. My first interviewing podcast. But thank you so much. I learned so much.
Oh my gosh, Hopi. You were so great. You're so great. I'm so thankful. I feel like it's like amazing that we're capping this at 45 minutes, because had it just been me, I would have been rambling for so long. I think it's really great.
Well, you know, you and I could have went for 2 hours, but I was actually trying to keep an eye on the 45 minutes, and she told me that going into it.
Oh, you're so good, Hopi. You're the absolute best. No one, you know, very few people know me like you know me. Aw. Well, I love you. If anyone has any follow-up questions, like just send me a DM. You know, I'm here to talk. Again, I know for a fact I did not cover everything. I honestly think it'd actually be a bad thing if I covered everything, because then like it's too hard to like make a move. It's too much. Sometimes when there's just like,
and you could always do a part two if you think of a bunch of other stuff or learn new things. I feel like, you know, there's always that option as well. But thank you so much for having me. I love you so much.
So true. And you know what I'm doing right now, Hopi? I'm keeping a notebook around with me all the time, because I've learned with ADHD people, if you just capture your ideas and things that pop into your head, you have to capture it. Then you're likely to execute on it later. Because I always think that I can just remember things, and I can't. So now I'm gonna make a little page of like hair loss things. So things that I forgot to cover on the podcast. Maybe I will do a podcast part two.
That's perfect. Amazing. Mm. Well, and I'll be better at interviewing that time too. I was a little nervous today.
No, you killed it. You're a natural entertainer, dude. All right. I love you so much. All right, bye everyone.
Bye. Bye everybody.